We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 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 The
Score. The Score. Gotten at least one hit in the previous 11 because he's 0 for 2 so far. The average has dropped to .354. He swings, drills one, deep left field. Can you believe it? Another Christopher Morel home run.
I mean, can you say on fire?
On fire. Yes,
I
can.
That's a good bit.
It was good here in Demp last night as we were driving back from West Pullman. Got to hear a lot of that Windows Down. What a beautiful night last night, just as the lake breeze was coming in. I'm telling you, it was just gorgeous. And again, I just want to say thanks to all the super nice people at Gwendolyn Brooks College Prep. It was their senior night. Congrats to their seniors for their last home baseball game. But we our club was an opponent for them for their senior night. It was a really fun night, a fun game, and the fact that they had people there grilling up burgers and dogs, and it was just that campus is in middle of historic Pullman. That whole Brooks campus, everything they got going there is just really, really nice. So they were wonderful hosts, and we thank them. And driving back, listening to baseball on a night like that, and the Cubs are winning, and you were able to have the windows open for a while, is all good stuff. Tonight, the Cubs host the Mets at Wrigley Field. Pregame begins at 6:05 with first pitch at 6:40 on the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. I did these numbers yesterday, and they're even better today because you're not going to believe what Christopher Morel is doing. He is now up to 52 plate appearances. He has 9 home runs. His isolated power is .612.
Dear God.
His batting average of balls in play is .429. His slash line, and when I say slash line, it's always average, on base, and slugging. .367, .404, .980. That means he's almost averaging a base every plate appearance. He's 98% of the way to first base the moment he stands in there.
I have no words for that.
Think about it. The moment he's standing there, he's 98% of the way to first.
David Ross actually kind of touched on something like this last night.
I mean, he's got some serious power. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious if you've been watching what he can do. He's a threat. As soon as he steps in the box, he's in scoring position. He hits the ball as hard as anybody. Ball just doesn't come down. He gets in the air and makes contact. It's loud, and he's a big energy piece for us. And obviously, what he's doing is pretty amazing. I don't think I've seen many men do this.
You can call him a kid. You're the manager.
Yeah.
Come on, that's okay. And he's fun, and he's likable, and his WRC plus is .265. And in 52 appearances, he's worth 0.9 wins already. He's almost worth a win.
In 52
in
plate
12
appearances.
That's
the most significant one, especially when you think about the 2-7 road trip that they were on before they beat the Mets last night.
Yeah, it's another aspect that it feels like they're better than they are.
That's it.
Doesn't it?
This is the rare occasion where the individuals add up to something less than the individual's worth.
It's very strange in that regard. And I think it has to do with leverage. I think some of this has to, if you want to talk about clutch, unclutch, and however you define it, of remaining yourself and being able to not choke, the Cubs have been kind of choky.
Careful, Dan. You might be backing yourself into a one-run game discussion.
It's more leverage in general. It's more just being able to come through when things matter most. And then sometimes those end up being two-run games. Sometimes that means it's a grand slam. So I don't think really it's you do end up in closer games. You're going to end up with more of these leverage opportunities. But ideally with these good teams, we'll talk to Jed about it. He's, you know, he knows, he gets it. He understands how these all work. And it's hard to tell what's variance and what's characteristic and what's meaningful.
You guys know the data based on the averages of averages of averages.
I know they do. And that's, they've got more information than I do. So that's what's going to dictate their moves. I should mention, too, that Ryan Dempster is going to be filling in for Ron Coomer once again. Coomer is expected to be back tomorrow. Pat will be back tomorrow. But it's, again, going to be Zach Zaidman and Ryan Dempster on the call. And it was a delightful call. It really was. So I expect it will be again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.